Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our weekly edition of 52 Players. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, a terrific hockey player, had a wonderful career, 15 seasons, six different teams, including the Islanders, Rangers, Devils. Boy, he had the trifecta in the New York area, that's for sure. But so many Islander fans remember him from 2002 to 2007. And he was someone not to mess with on the ice. He was a tough guy, but he was a solid player and just a solid guy. Has a wonderful organization, and hopefully I'll get this right. And if not, he'll correct me. But it is, let me see, Chance to Play. Aaron's Chance to Play Hockey, chancetoplay.com, and the two is the numeral two, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong. But Aaron Asham, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Frank?
Do I have the website right and the organization right?
Yes, you do. It's Aaron's Chance to Play, yep.
Well, listen, congratulations on all of that. Everything I've heard about your charity work is just absolutely terrific. If you don't mind, give us a little history of the organization and what you guys are doing.
Well, we raise money through a golf tournament that I hold every year in my hometown, and we raise money for kids that can't afford hockey, that can't afford the travel, the equipment. You know, it is getting to be a very expensive sport. So we have our foundation there that, helps up up to 40 kids a year to play the great game that taught me so much and gave me so much. So it's nice to be able to give back.
Yeah, it's hard to think even at that age. I know people like to dream, but not many people would think 15 seasons in the NHL, and that's one hell of a career. I mean, absolutely terrific. Any lasting thoughts on the Nassau Coliseum? It's kind of being left in the dust here, and new digs are coming in. Do you have a favorite memory of the Nassau Coliseum?
I think just any of those Ranger games we had back in the day were pretty intense, and the fan seems to really enjoy those types of games, and just being a part of those, and playoff time's always great. It's just the atmosphere of the fans. The fans are so passionate, and that's what we're definitely going to miss. But we do have some new digs, some pretty nice digs from what I'm hearing, and I think the fans are in for a treat. This building's going to be pretty special. So it's something that they've been talking about for years, and it's finally come true.
I was impressed with Gary Bettman and the whole league. The owners, the players, the folks to get that season in last year, and I never thought they would do it. And here we are, a couple days out of Super Bowl Sunday, and I think professional sports in general should be proud of what they've accomplished. Super Bowl happening and basically going off without a hitch. And again, I know there were some cancellations and everything else, but you have to be pretty impressed with what happened during a pandemic as a former professional watching what happens. Your thoughts on that?
I thought what the NHL did with, with the round robin format and then get into the playoffs, I thought it went great. It was very entertaining. We haven't had any positive tests, so everything was safe, and I'm pretty sure it was tough being in quarantine for 2 months, but they did it, and it was great. It was entertaining. It was just nice to be able to watch, some live action hockey. It's, it was a long time without anything, and, just to have that, have hockey back was, I think it was great for just not former players, but I think everyone was happy it was back.
Well, our flagship station is LI News Radio, and it's the home of Islander games, and a lot of Islander fans listening. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your thoughts about living on Long Island, playing on Long Island. Of course, you mentioned the Rangers Islander games, a big rivalry there. But how about in general, lasting thoughts of Long Island? Did you enjoy your time here?
Oh, I love my time in Long Island. I've been here for ever since my first season with the Islanders. I've always made it my summer home, and you know, the people are great. I live in Point Lookout in the South Shore, and you know, we got the beach, we got the golf courses, and it's just a great place to raise a family. You know, both of my boys were born here in South Nassau, and you know, that they've grew, you know, they're American. They grew up here, and you know, this is all they know. So it's definitely a special place to live, and you know, I'm just lucky enough to have a chance to be here and to enjoy what Long Island has to offer, which is, you know, a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you say that. You know, they're American, and that's something we take for granted so often. And you know, you came from Canada, and you know, beautiful part of Canada as well. And again, that's our northern neighbor. But there is a big difference. There's a difference between being an American and being Canadian. And I'm not saying one thing's better than the other, but it is a much different situation. Do your kids understand that? Do they understand the difference between being an American and being from somewhere else?
Oh yeah. They know it. Their sisters are Canadian, so they're born in Canada. You know, we go back home every summer. We do a little fishing trip, and you know, we go see family, and we go, you know, go up to where I was basically raised, which is up north in northern Manitoba. And, you know, we just enjoy the wilderness, enjoy the fishing and the beach, and you know, it's they really love their time in Canada, and you know, visiting their sisters.
Yeah, it's just absolutely terrific, and we're thrilled that you chose Long Island as a you know, permanent home of some sorts. I mentioned in the intro that you did the trifecta. You played for the three New York area teams, and they're all very different in personality. If you think about, the fan bases are very different. The you know, you got the blue seats with the Rangers, and then the you know, the Jersey fans are just, it's different. I mean, at least from my standpoint. From your standpoint as a player, did it seem much different, the three different teams?
Yeah, I think the Islands and the Rangers have a little bit of a different feel. But, you know, as a player, you know, if your fan base is your fan base, you know, to me, it was all the same. But, you know, you do have a little bit of a different feel between the Rangers and the Islanders and the Devils. But, you know, the fans are the the big, huge part of you know, just not the, you know, the NHL's economy, but you know, to the players themselves. You know, we love our fans. We try to perform to our best capabilities for our fans, and you know, it's a great thing.
Well, listen, you always left it out on the ice, and just terrific. And I know anybody who cheered for you loved having you on their team. I have a question from a fan of yours and a hockey fan, big hockey fan, Chad Thompson. And if you don't mind, let me ask his question. He said, as a player, you are never afraid to drop the gloves. Is there a particular player who you enjoyed fighting, or a player that you fought against that was very memorable for you?
Well, me and Matthew Barnaby always seem to get into it. Me and Cam Jansen, like, we've had 5 or 6 fights against each other, and it's just you know, you get that rivalry with Jersey. You know, that's who I fought Cam with, and you know, with the Rangers, I fought, I think, Matthew 3 times, and you know, you just build up that hatred for you know, for the other team, and you know, you got to take it out on someone. And so those two were usually willing combatants, and you know, we usually had some pretty good fights. And, you know, I know the fans enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, so it's you know, good for the game.
Now, listen, congratulations on a terrific career and everything you're doing off ice with your family and the charities. Before you go, can you give us a website, a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing? And again, maybe you could give again the website that I gave for your charity as well.
Yeah, the website's it's Aaron's Chance to Play. It's ARRON Chance to Play. And yeah, you know, we're doing good things, and you know, trying to raise as much money as we can for you know, for unprivileged children. And you know, it's going well, and it's something I'm proud of, and you know, something that I can, you know, continue to keep on doing. And you know, if any help would be grateful.
Listen, congratulations on everything, and congratulations. Your kids must be very proud of you. And looking back 15 seasons, I should say, in the NHL, it's nothing to sneeze at. Six different teams, and again, we love your time here with the Islanders, Rangers, and the Devils. Aaron Asham, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Frank McKay signing off. Aaron Asham has been our very special guest. Like I said, he's done so much great work off the ice as he's done on the ice. And, absolutely terrific guy. And everything I've ever heard of him is just terrific. Six teams drafted by the Canadiens, played with the Islanders, of course, for those five seasons. New Jersey Devils, the Flyers, the Penguins, and the Rangers, of course, where he ended his career, I should say. And again, we thank Chad Thompson for the question. Good question, and he had a straightforward answer, or whatever. And a terrific fighter, a guy you'd hate to have to fight, but terrific player. Thrilled to have him on our show. And again, Aaron Asham has been our very special guest. We're thrilled that he's a Long Islander. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. We'll see you next time on 52 Players.